I couldn't stop looking at it. It was just so big.
There is no gray.
Just black and white.
Your ass talk entirely too much about nothing I want to hear about.
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
And why you still complaining about shit that happened in the past? Motherfucker, that shit happened 25 years ago. Let that shit go, nigga. Damn.
This is the truth.
Well, who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
This is Dannyland.
Hey, how are you? Everything good? My name is Danny Chekalinski. I come to you from West Palm Beach, Florida. This is my podcast. We call it Danny Lamb. Thank you so much for joining us. A lot to cover, including the Democratic debate last night. Oh, my God, what a freaking yawn fest that was. So my mom has been staying here at my house. My mom lives about 10 miles north of me, okay? But she's been at my house ever since I was released from the hospital, which was a week ago yesterday. All right. I went in September the 21st. I was unconscious for 6 days. They told my mother they didn't know if I was going to make it through the night. Heart rate got down to 22. There was a heart block. I now have a pacemaker installed. So I get up at 12 o'clock and I'm wide awake. This is me. This is what I do. I walk over to the computer and I just start looking at the computer to pass some time. And mom goes, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, I'm looking at the computer." She goes, "Well, why are you up?" And I'm thinking, these are questions she's asking that she already has the answer to. But I humor her. She's my mom. I got to be patient. I'm up because I'm not tired. Well, it's not healthy. And I thought to myself, self, considering where I was 3.5 weeks ago, near death and, seeing the light and, being at the gates of heaven and coming back, I would imagine that this is a better option. Then here it is at 3:30. I wake up at 3:30 in the morning, and I start to make my way towards my office again, and I'm afraid. I'm 51 freaking years old, and I'm afraid to go into my own office in my own house because I'm afraid that my mother's going to yell at me. Anyhow. Yeah, I did. I tiptoed. And I wanted to make myself a protein shake, but that was completely out of the... that was not an option because that would wake her up. What are you doing? It's not healthy. All right, so I'm watching CNN this morning. Who the hell are these people that say last night was a good debate? I'm sorry, I watched the entire thing. It was like watching a bunch of old people sitting around working on crossword puzzles. This was the first night, last night, we got to see the Democrats debate. And all I could think of when I saw Hillary Clinton walk on stage, she had the blue pantsuit on. The only thing that went through my mind was, if Caitlyn Jenner had a bigger penis. If I was Anderson Cooper, I would have led with that question. Bernie Sanders, this guy. Because really, I mean, the race for the Democratic nominee is between two people, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, rather. And Bernie just reminds me of Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. Yeah, think about that. I mean, I just picture him as the sun is rising today. He's sitting on his porch yelling at the neighborhood kids to get off his lawn. There was three other people. Forgive me. I would have to. I got their names written down here somewhere because I can't recall off the top. Who are these people? They look like they crashed a wedding reception. I kept on waiting for security to come on stage and just escort them off. Okay, let's get into parts of the debate. And I'll get into the parts that I think aren't that boring, all right? Because I'm not going to put you through the hell that I went through last night. First of all, Hillary slammed Bernie Sanders for not being tough enough on gun control.
Sanders tough enough on guns?
No. Not at all. I think that we have to look at the fact that we lose 90 people a day from gun violence. This has gone on too long, and it's time the entire country stood up against the NRA.
90 people a day. That's a lot, isn't it? It really is. If it were true. That's the one thing. Okay, I read Dr. Ben Carson's book, and that's the one thing that I learned from reading. Well, one of the many things I learned from the book. Double check the sources. Just because somebody says something doesn't necessarily make it true. So as soon as she said, you know, guns kill 90 people a day, I immediately went to the internet and I did some research. And here you go. Shocker. Liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, blue pantsuit on fire. It's 36. 36 people a day are killed by guns. Still a lot, okay? But it makes you wonder how many people, how many lives are saved because people have the legal right to carry and conceal. For instance, see? I'm backing up my comment with a statement of fact. A few days ago, it's in South Carolina, a 19-year-old, a would-be burglar, tried to rob a Waffle House. Now, the customer that was seated inside the Waffle House had his right to carry and conceal. Customer pulls out gun, bang, problem over, robber now at room temperature. Now, we don't know if the robber would have shot anybody, or how do you know that the robber, this 19-year-old punk, wouldn't have shot another, shot everybody in there, 10, 15, 20 people? And then you have this huge news story. Now, the media buried this story. Here's the thing about guns, okay? If bad people want guns, they're going to find a way to get them. It's like the war on drugs. How's that going, by the way? The war on drugs. Yeah. Waste of time. All right. Back to the debate here. Even though he admitted it might not be great politics, Senator Bernie Sanders blasted the obsessive focus on Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during the Democratic debate. And this, of course, happened last night. Listen in.
But I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too. Me too. You know,
the middle class, Anderson. And let me say something about the media as well. I go around the country, talk to a whole lot of people. Middle class of this country is collapsing. We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. The American people want to know whether we're going to have a democracy or an oligarchy as a result of Citizens United. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
Okay, Bernie Sanders, that's your opinion, but you didn't ask me. I want to know more because I don't think we've been told the truth here. It's like, here's a comparison. It's like having your car stolen for a week and then it reappears in the driveway and you say, you know what, it's all good. Horseshit. How about that? I want to know where that car was for the past week. It's like that Papa John's TV commercial right now. Peyton Manning, the football player, in the film room with the other quarterbacks, and Papa's big dome shows up on the screen with one of his dumb pizzas. I know there's more to this. There's got to be more to this. Maybe that wasn't the greatest example, but I think you understand what I'm saying. All right, let's move on. Jim Webb. He's one of the Democratic presidential candidates. He's one of the three that walked on stage. I said, who are these people? Who are these people that are trespassing on stage? He was a Marine in Vietnam, served as Secretary of the Navy under Reagan, was a senator from Virginia, or if you watched the debate, you would know him as the guy that kept complaining about how he wasn't getting enough time. He went on and on and on. Listen up.
Should Secretary Clinton have seen that attack coming?
Look, let's start by trying to get in this conversation for about 10 minutes. We need to do it because of the way they treat their own people. And I would say this. I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
You're over your time, though.
You've let a lot of people go over their time. I would say this.
You agreed to these debate rules.
With respect to the financial sector, I mean, I know that my time's run out, but I mean, in speaking of changing positions and the positions on how this debate's occurred, it's kind of frustrating because unless somebody mentions my name, I can't get into the discussion.
You agreed to these rules, and you're wasting time. So if you would finish your answer,
I'm trying to set a mark here, so maybe we can get into a little more later on. This hasn't been equal time.
See, Jim Webb, you're like the kid on the high school basketball team that isn't very good. You're only going to see some playing time when there's a blowout. Let me explain something to you. As far as this run for president, you're not going to win. You were taking up space last night. I mean, are you still confused? Go home, write a book about everything you still want Americans to know, put it out there, and guess what? Nobody's going to buy it. All right. Pot, weed, marijuana, yerba, whatever you want to call it. It was a topic last night during the debate.
Some of the candidates have tried marijuana, as have pretty much probably everybody in this room. Others have not. Does that influence... Does it influence their views on legalization? Find out that and others ahead.
Okay, let me explain again how this works. Pot has medicinal value and should be legalized. For instance, people that are susceptible to panic attacks, they get Xanax. Xanax is something called a benzo. It's bad. It does the job, don't get me wrong, but it's hard to get off of. Pharmaceutical companies have a big influence on lobbyists who have a big influence on politicians, and it's called money. All right, so this is kind of a big game that's being played on Capitol Hill. Pharmaceutical companies, they fear pot. Why? Well, it's going to cut into their profits. Here's another thing. You can grow your own pot. There's no such thing as a Xanax tree or an Ativan bush. All right? Does that make sense? All right. If you disagree, you always could write me. I love the emails. I love the comments. In fact, we have... I singled two out that I want to discuss. Let me... Here they are. Let's get into them. Okay, email number one. Dear Danny, don't change the open. I like the swearing, and when you swear, you don't do it for effect. You do it because it comes naturally. All right. I've always had a potty mouth. But ever since I died and came back on September the 21st, I've made it a mission of mine not to take the Lord's name in vain. However, that of course, does leave us with plenty of other swear words. I will do my best from using them, but sometimes, you know, shit's going to hit the fan. That was an example of irony, I guess. All right, number two here. You know, I get a lot of these, too. I get a lot of them not only from Cleveland, where I'm always going to consider my hometown, and that was the market that I was in last before moving to West Palm Beach. I get a ton from you here in West Palm Beach. Let's see. Miss you here in Cleveland. Radio is terrible. Would you ever consider moving back? A couple of things again. Number one, I think I just said this. Cleveland will always be my home. Radio is not just terrible there, it's terrible in a lot of places. I could never go back to a situation where I had to play music. That's just not me. I enjoy conversation. I enjoy laughing, agreeing, and disagreeing with you. Phones are such a huge part of every show that I did. I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate the phones into the podcast. I'm working on that, okay? Let me be honest. A lot of people on the radio either don't have the talent or won't put in the effort to create and present compelling content. So I think it's best that those people play music. Otherwise, they're just yakking for no reason whatsoever. For me, like I said, it's either talk radio or sports talk. I've considered stand-up comedy. I consider writing a book. You know what? I was, when I was in the hospital, I studied these nurses and doctors that I had while being in ICU for 3 weeks. Their patience, dedication, knowledge is absolutely overwhelming to me. These are the type of people that not only watch Jeopardy every night, they know the answers. I respect nurses and doctors, and I look at them in a completely different light. They're like angels. I don't know. I really don't. If you are a doctor, if you are a nurse, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I'm just absolutely, completely overwhelmed. And all I can say is thank you. And I don't think it really does what you do justice. Okay, let's move on. Lastly, Lamar Odom, basketball star in the NBA. I used to be married to Khloe Kardashian. Tell you what, not in a good place at all this morning.
Former NBA star Lamar Odom was found passed out and unable to breathe on the floor of a Nevada brothel Tuesday, sources said. Odom, who had been partying with girls at the Love Ranch in Crystal, Nevada for days, had been using an herbal substitute for Viagra, though it was not immediately clear if the supplement affected his condition.
Now, a source said he had been drinking during his stay, but not that much. A bottle of cognac was still a third full. Again, they're, what, they said 3 days, right? Also, a witness said he had taken, he being Odom, had taken upwards of 10 herbal Viagras. Didn't even know those existed. I'm not making this up, all right? One of the girls that found him, her name was Ryder Cherry. I'm not making this up. Another girl was with her. They don't name her, so, let's have some fun with this. Let's assume she was Asian, and we will call her Anita Wang. Look, here's the thing, and nobody knows if Lamar's going to pull through, because they say that right now that his organs are failing, and the outlook is not good. Stay home, guy. You got the internet. Save money. Sure, I mean, every now and then you might lose a sock, but that's how it goes. Anyhow. All right, that's all we have for this edition of Danny Land. I wanted to make sure that we got it out really early this morning because it covered the Democratic national debate, that snooze fest that happened last night. Be my friend on Facebook. Just look for Radio Danny. Follow me on Twitter, okay? It's Danny Check. Let me spell it for you. D-A-N-N-Y, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. Got it? Good. Thanks again. I appreciate it so much that you listened to Danny Land's podcast, and we will catch you the next time around.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.